Thanks for downloading Scott Harold's podcast. If you use a smart speaker, you can always ask Alexa to enable the SOS radio skill.
Cancer is a serious fear for a lot of people, and we're talking about what we do when we have to face some of our biggest fears head on with Lisa Stringer today at SOS Radio. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on your program.
Now, Lisa, dealing with chronic pain, dealing with illness, you know, dealing with cancer, I mean, those are dreaded words. And your husband had a scare that turned out to be a place where he had to face some serious fear.
Absolutely. He got diagnosed with stage 4, 80% aggressive lymphoma cancer, and it was just something that we were not expecting. And needless to say, fear made every effort to set in. But the word of God just helped us wash those fears right off, not to say that they didn't creep back throughout the process.
You know, we've been living through a season where fear is just everywhere, and it's like it's amping up anxiety, and whether it's over sickness or whether it's over racial tension or whether it's over just this season of loss where we feel like our summer is just all the plans are not there. Fear is something that causes a lot of health issues.
Absolutely, it does. And we have to fight it. And that's where the Word of God is real clear when we're constantly told to wash our mind with the Word of God. Look, you can turn on the news and fear hits you. The narrative that's being pushed on you isn't always a narrative that is healthy. And it's not always the true narrative either. And no matter what, we've got to go with the narrative of God. Each of us have destiny in us. And no matter what the outcome is, we've got to hold on to that peace that surpasses understanding that only comes through reading the Word of God.
It's so interesting when you see sickness, when you see disease and you wonder, oh, is this judgment, or oh, is this collateral damage to the sin that's in the world, or oh, is this just random? We're talking with Lisa Stringer today at SOS Radio, and your husband was faced with some serious cancer. A lot of fear goes into that. Your husband was really struggling with, wait, did I do something here? Or is this something that God put on me to test me, or is this something the devil's attacking me with? Lisa, tell us your story.
Absolutely. Well, for starters, we're ministers, so we get to travel all over the world just sharing the love of Jesus. In the midst of it all, we also, you know, help out quite a bit with disaster relief, working through churches in local communities all around the globe, from Haiti when they had their earthquake to the tsunami and in Indonesia and in different parts in Japan, different parts of the world. We're just very actively serving people. And in the midst of it all, he starts noticing a big lump in his throat. And at some point, it got to be the size of a small avocado. Mm. And we're ignoring it. How many of us can relate to just ignoring, you know, that itch or an inconvenience, hoping it'll just naturally go away? By the time we were able to get a diagnosis, we found out that we were in a very serious state of fighting for his life. All that to say that much as you said, you start questioning God, why, what, and it's interesting, the day he got the diagnosis that he had cancer, not knowing the severity of it, he went off to a grocery store parking lot, cried by himself, prayed, spent a couple of hours talking to God, and he came back, called me, says, I want you to get the family together and get communion elements together. And he came back and he said something that forever changed our outlook. He said, God did not do this to me. And Scott, that was powerful. God did not do this to me. And that was the beginning of us just really embracing that, realizing, you know, you're right. God doesn't bring evil upon us. No matter what the craziness of our sin can be or whatever could come into your mind, do not believe that God just dictates evil to you. Now, sometimes we open doors, by all means, where things happen. You know, we didn't take care of ourselves. Sometimes it's just in the plan. But there is always a way to fight it, and that's through prayer.
We're talking about finding hope and courage and faith when we face some of our toughest challenges. We're talking with author Lisa Stringer today at SOS Radio. Lisa, we were talking a few minutes ago about how your husband, Doug, was diagnosed with an aggressive form of cancer. Obviously, when you're raising kids, you want to have those conversations with them. And they deal with fear just like we do when we're sick.
Absolutely, they do. And in fact, I would say in many instances, don't you think that fear can take them over a lot faster than we are, because, you know, we age, we get more wisdom, we understand that there's a way to conquer fear. But for many of them, they need us. They need our words of wisdom. They need our prayer coverage. They need our encouragement. And that's something that we had to walk through too, Scott. We had a 13-year-old child that adored her father. And when we told her that her daddy had cancer, because we are pastors and are constantly doing hospital visits and praying for people and, you know, just sharing the word of the Lord with them, she was very familiar with the pain that came with cancer and very familiar with the fact that at times it could include the fact that they're not going to make it on earth anymore. They're going to enter into the portals of eternity and spend eternity with their Heavenly Father in a near date. So all those things were rushing through her mind. And that's where I think relationship and prayer make a huge difference as we approach, you know, the young ones with realities of life.
Now, Lisa, what have you learned about keeping courage when we just feel weak?
Man, it's the only way out. But it's, you know, when you get to the bottom of the bottom, and I know we've all had those experiences, all you have to do right now is turn on the news or in some of our cities, go out there and witness the tension, the anxiety at the grocery store, now surmounted with, as you said, new issues beyond the pandemic that we're having to deal with as a nation. And anxiety and fear can set in. But what do you do when you're at the bottom of the bottom? There's only one place to go, and that's up. And so how do you get up is the key. I think you surround yourself around people that are going to feed you truth. Surround yourself with the word of God. You praise God in the midst of your storm, just like we have all the biblical examples of people praising God in the middle of their storm and seeing the breakthroughs that come. You know, Paul and Silas in a jail, handcuffed, you know, and if you do your research, it wasn't a pretty jail. It was an ugly jail with, you know, dirty water. And you can imagine that they're not getting baths and all that. And they're praising God and the chains fall off. Just like that, the chains of depression that can hit us as we hit the grocery store and see that you have to have a mask on or that there's limited food, man, just praise Him in the midst of the storm and watch the anxiety just slowly creep off. And then sometimes it'll happen rapidly.
We're talking about pain and suffering and how we walk through that with Lisa Stringer today at SWS Radio. And obviously, pain and suffering aren't 21st century things. I mean, first century Christians were enduring it just as well, maybe even more than we are now in some ways. But during our conversations, when you and your husband, Doug, were talking about cancer and there was a diagnosis, he said, you know, God didn't do this to me, so it doesn't belong to me. I mean, Scripture makes it clear that God can use what the enemy intends for evil and turn that into good purpose through time. But how did God work through that season for you and Doug, Lisa?
Man, Scott, it was an amazing story. He came home and told us, God didn't do this to me. And if He didn't do this to me, it doesn't belong to me. And if it doesn't belong to me, it's not going to be about me. We're going to turn this into intercession for our nation. At that time, we were about to enter into an election year. And we all know that during election years, you know, it becomes chaotic on the news and everybody is against everybody in so many ways. And it becomes a political divide instead of us really seeking after the things of God and going after righteousness and truth and justice. And so how does that relate to us? It was just a time of empowerment. It was a time for us to realize on our own, we can't make it. Just like today, we can't put our trust in a political party, in a person itself. We need to put our trust in God and God alone, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Savior, the way to the Father. And so with that being said, I think for anyone that's listening right now, that no matter what tension you're feeling, whether it's a loss of a job, whether it is a diagnosis of a disease in a family member or even yourself, whether it is a death that recently has occurred or somebody that's got COVID, you know, it's a matter of keeping your focus on Jesus. Remember, God didn't do this to you. Keep your focus on Him. Say, God, Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Put your trust in Him and say, and release that no matter what the outcome is, that you know that you're at peace because you have Him in your life and your destiny will be fulfilled and nothing will be cheated from you.
Our God is big enough to deal with all of our big questions, and we're talking about it with Lisa Stringer today at SWS Radio. She's an author. She's the founder of Somebody Cares America. Lisa, when your husband Doug was diagnosed with some aggressive cancer, you learn a lot about the problem of pain, and you ask a lot of questions. But Lisa, what have you and your husband learned about asking God those big questions and seeking to find and knocking on that door to get to know God in a more intimate way?
Well, you hit the nail on the head. The end result is you get to know God in an intimate way, and He does speak. For some of us, He speaks to our heart. For some of us, He speaks through the Word of God. For others, He uses people. I could be having a conversation with you, Scott, and you're bringing to my mind, you know, memories or encouragement that I needed at that exact moment that you had no idea that I was looking for. So, you know, what did He reveal to us? He revealed to us that He is God. He revealed to us that nothing takes Him by surprise. There was one occasion, Scott, where they called me and the day before Doug was scheduled to have one of his chemo sessions. And they said, hey, you guys owe, and it was something like $18,000. He said, you guys have an $18,000 outstanding bill. And if you don't pay it by tomorrow, you can't come in for chemo tomorrow. Mm. Well, anyone knows that once you start a treatment, same thing with an antibiotic, you can't stop it in the middle of its course because you feel better, because it's not going to be fully effective. So you can't just stop the chemo in the process. I remember crying my heart out and not telling my husband, because he didn't need that extra burden, because stress compounds and could cause his immune system to even become weaker. All that to say, I prayed, cried, talked to God. And do you know that the miracle just came through, that somehow, I can't even give you an explanation to this day, other than God wiped that bill out and we were able to get chemo the next day. That's how God speaks.
That's amazing. We're talking with Lisa Stringer today at SWS Radio. She has a new book. It's called God Did Not Do This to Me. It's about finding hope and courage and faith to face our toughest challenges. Lisa, thank you so much for sharing today.
It was awesome to be with you, Scott. Man, I just pray blessings over your listeners. I pray that no matter what anybody's going through, that they would just keep their focus on God. And if you don't know God, give him a shot. What do you have to lose? I'm telling you, the God that we serve, he'll come through for you, because he's a living God.
Thanks for streaming Scott Harold's podcast from SOS Radio.
If you're one of our regular listeners,
would you consider giving it a 5-star rating?
It really helps spread the word.